Oh, good morning.
早上好，
It's good to be back with you again.
很高兴我又回到你们中间。
I kind of am surprised every time I come back to why you keep inviting this crazy American back to speak.
就是很奇怪，你们每次都来邀请这个很疯狂的美国人。
We're going to start this morning by asking a question that I asked you 6 or 7 months ago back in August and September.
我想再一次问你们，去年。八月我问你们的问题。
And that question is, who are you?
那个问题就是你是谁。
I'd like you to turn to a person next to you and tell them who you are.
我想让你转向你旁边的一个人，问他你是谁。
And use something more than just your name.
你可以说不仅仅是你的名字。
Going back in September, I'm a child of God, I'm a friend of Jesus. Okay, let's hear. How many of you just said your name? Any of you just say your name?
So, 多少人只是说了你的名字？
What other kind of things did you say?
你还说了什么其他的事情？
Oh, I heard you talking a lot. You have some answers.
我听到你们很大的声音讲话，你们肯定有很多的想法。
Oh, I guess they're not going to talk this morning.
我觉得好像你们今天早上不会讲话。
Well, if you remember it all back in August and September, we talked about different things that we are in Christ.
所以如果你们回想去年八月，我们讲了关于耶稣基督的很多的事情。
Do any of you remember that in Christ I am God's dear child?
你们记不记得我们是神的儿子
？In Christ I'm a saint.
在基督时代，我们是一个圣人。
And in Christ, I'm a friend of Jesus. Do you remember those? Any of you remember those?
在基督里，我们是耶稣基督的朋友。
Oh, I could have preached the same sermon again, and you wouldn't even remember.
所以我今天可以就讲去年同样一篇道，因为你们都不记得。
Well, when we ask the question, "Who am I?" people have wrestled with this question about themselves for many, many years.
当我问这个问题的时候，很多人就这个问题挣扎了很多年。
And some people answered quite well, but some people never answer it.
有些人很好的回答这个问题，有些人从来都不能回答这个问题。
Rather than find out who they are, they let other people press them and push them in a different direction, and they never do become what they are.
所以有些人呢，可能就是说被他的环境所那个叫什么？
But a much more
可能就是一直回答不了这个问题。
But a much more important question that we need to ask is, who is Jesus?
但是我们今天要问更重要的问题就是耶稣是谁。
And so I've titled my sermon this morning, and it's titled this. You've already seen it. Is actually it's a question for today. Who do you say Jesus is?
所以我们今天的题目就是你说耶稣是谁。
And if you want to follow along, you can take notes in the back of your bulletin and fill in the blanks.
所以，如果想跟着我的讲道，你们可以在这个bulletin 的后面做一些笔记。
And here's what I want us to do. When I say what is the question for today, I want you to respond, "Who do you say Jesus is?"
所以我今天想问你们这个问题，希望你们来回答耶稣是谁。
And like we've done before, I will ask the question and you respond in English. Then Alice will ask the question in Chinese and you can respond in Chinese.
所以So you would ask them.
I will ask them and they will respond and then you ask in Chinese and they will.
Okay.
Let's practice.
So 如果他
it, okay?
他用英文来问你们这个问题，你们就用英文 they respond in English. 然后我用中文问一个问题，然后你们回答。
Okay, let's try. Let's try English first and then Chinese second.
我们试一下，先用英文来回答，然后用中文来提问。
What is the question for today?
今天是一个什么？
Let me respond in English. What is the question for today? Very good. Now Chinese.
所以我们今天的问题是什么？ In Chinese?
Yes. Yes, in Chinese.
所以我们今天的中文的题目是什么？
I think by the end of the sermon, we will have it all figured out.
所以我们讲到完了，我们可能就会搞清楚。
Well, who is this? This is a question that people have asked about Jesus from the very beginning.
所以这是人们从一开始就问的问题：耶稣是谁
And seven times in the New International Version, it's recorded that people ask about Jesus, who is this?
所以在, 新国际版本的这个圣经里面, 从一开始, 人们就问,
And even the disciples ask it. It's a question that we have to decide for ourselves. No one else can decide it for us. So I want you, before we begin, to take a minute and write down in your notes who you think Jesus is.
所以我想让你们花一分钟时间来写下来耶稣到底是谁。
I'll give you 60 seconds.
60秒钟。
60 seconds of silence for Americans is a long time.
对于每个人来讲, 60秒钟的这个沉默是很长的时间。
Okay, if you turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 16, it's a scripture we read just a few minutes ago.
请打开马太福音第16章第13节。
As we see the first thing that we read in the verses this morning, it's where Jesus came to. And it's a specific place. It's called Caesarea Philippi, and all of the three New Testament books that record this incident mention Caesarea Philippi.
所以这个在这个经节里面提到了耶稣到了凯撒利亚腓立比的境内。
You can see on the map here where it is specifically. You can see where Bethlehem is. You can see where Caesarea is. Nazareth is where Jesus grew up, and now Caesarea Philippi.
所以你在这个地图上可以看到这个地点。
And I think it's mentioned specifically because this is a turning point in the life of the disciples.
所以这个地点在圣经中提到，是因为对于他的门徒来讲，这是一个转折点。
A turning point is when you make a crucial decision in your life, very important decision, or something very important happens to you.
所以我们称之为转折点，因为是在你的生活中, 有很重要的事情发生。
Some people also call them defining moments.
有的人称它为是决定性的时刻。
And this is a time as the disciples look back, they remembered the very place, this turning point, that happened in their ministry with Jesus Christ.
所以这个门徒 就记得这个地方，因为对他们来讲是一个转折的点。The
first was a clear public confession of who they believed Jesus to be.
那么为什么说这是转折点呢？主要是有两个方面。第一个是他们第一次清楚的、公开的告白耶稣到底是谁。And
the second thing was the beginning of Jesus teaching them about the true understanding of the Christ or the Messiah.
那这也是耶稣开始教导他的门徒。 这个弥赛亚基督他的真正的含义。And
so when they came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he questions his disciples.
所以当他们到了这个地方，这个凯撒利亚腓立比，那么耶稣就问他的门徒。And
in verses the last part of verse 13 through verse 16, we see these questions that Jesus brings up.
所以我们从这个地，从13节到16节。
And the first question he asks is, who do people say I am, or who do people say the Son of Man is?
所以他问的第一个问题是, 人说我是谁, 这个神的儿子是谁?
And how did they respond? They said, some people say John the Baptist.
所以他们是怎么回答? 他们就说, 有的人说, 他是约翰施洗。
Apparently, Herod the Tetrarch, who had John's head cut off, thought that John had come back to life again.
所以分封的西律王，因为他杀了约翰施洗，所以他以为是约翰又从死里复活了。
Then they also said some say Elijah.
所以其他有人说是以利亚。
And the reason they thought Elijah was because Elijah was supposed to come and be there just ahead of the Messiah or the Christ.
所以他们说他是以利亚，是因为以利亚是，就是说他会回来的，而且为弥赛亚预备道路。
And then some people said it was Jeremiah or one of the prophets.
还有其他人说他是耶利米或者是先知中的一位。
Basically, they weren't sure who Jesus was. They knew he was a great man, and so they likened him to a prophet.
所以他们不太肯定这个基督，耶稣到底是谁。
Now, before Jesus' ministry was done, there were a lot of things that other people said about him as well that the disciples did not mention at this time.
那还有很多门徒在这里没有提到的，其他人说关于耶稣是谁。
Let's take a quick look at some of those.
我们来一起看一下。
First thing, the teachers of the law said, he is possessed by Beelzebub, by the prince of demons, he is driving out demons.
所以文士说他被别西卜附着，他是靠着鬼王赶鬼。
Obviously, they were not believers.
那明显的他们不相信耶稣基督。
Martha, who was a believer, said this, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world.
所以马大他是相信耶稣基督，他说，我信你是基督，你是神的儿子，就是那要临到这个世界的。The
Pharisees said, this man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath.
法利赛人说， 这个人不是从神来的，因为他不守安息日。
The soldiers at the cross when Jesus was crucified said, surely he was the Son of God.
那在这个十字架那边的这个兵丁说，这真是神的儿子。
Many of the Jews said, he's demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him?
那很多犹太人说，他被鬼附着，而且疯了，为什么听他的呢？
So things have not changed too much in 2,000 years, have they?
所以2000年内，就是很多事情都没有很大的改变。
We will come back to this, but some people say Jesus is the Son of God, and some people say he's an idiot or crazy.
那有些人说，这个耶稣基督是神的儿子，有的人说他是个疯子。
But Jesus wasn't really concerned so much about what other people thought. He asked the disciples, but who do you say that I am?
所以耶稣并不关心其他人是怎么想的。 那他要问的是，你说耶稣是谁？
It's kind of like Jesus is saying, all right, guys, you've been with me for a while now. What do you think about me now that you've seen me and been with me?
所以耶稣问他的门徒说，行啊，伙计们，你们跟从我了这么长一段时间了，那你认为我是谁呢？
And those of you who believe this, would you read this with me, what Peter said? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
所以彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生。
This was a life-changing confession for Peter.
对于彼得来讲，这就是生命改变的告白。It
was a defining moment or a turning point in his life.
对他来讲，这是一个人生的转折点。And
when we come to the place for ourselves, when we confess with our mouth, I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, it is a turning point, it's a defining moment in our lives.
所以在我们的生活中，生命中，如果我们 在某一个时刻，也承认耶稣基督是我们的这个是永生神的儿子，对我们来讲也是一个转折点。It's
a life-changing action.
这是一个生命改变的行动。Well,
was Peter the only one that believed this, or did the other disciples believe it as well?
彼得是不是唯一相信的，还是其他的这个门徒也相信？Well,
as you probably know, Peter was the most outspoken one, but just two chapters earlier in Matthew, we read that all the disciples said that when Jesus came into the boat.
也许你还记得在马太福音的这个两章前，就是第14章，这个彼得是最勇于表达自己的一个门徒，但实际上其他所有的门徒都这样说，他说你真的是神的儿子。And
so being a curious person, my question is why did the disciples believe?
所以我很好奇，我想知道的是为什么这个门徒相信。
Let's see what your ideas are. Turn to someone next to you and tell them.
所以我想知道你们怎么想。
Tell them why you think the disciples believed.
所以告诉你旁边的人为什么这个门徒相信。
I'll take a drink of water. I appreciate this. All right, how many of you said it was because they saw Jesus' miracles?
So, 有多少人提到了他们看到了耶稣基督的这个他的神迹奇事？
How many said it was simply because they saw Jesus?
或者仅仅就是说因为他们看见了耶稣基督？
How many of you said it was because of Jesus' great teachings and all of that?
或者是耶稣基督他有很好的教导？
I only saw a few hands. What were you talking about?
所以没看见你们举手，你们到底在讲什么？
Okay, I'm trying to work at getting you to respond. I'm sorry if I sound a little presumptuous or something.
我就想讲想希望尽量你们能够有些反应。
Well, I thought those things. I thought one reason was they had heard Jesus' amazing teachings and his unusual claims about himself.
所以其中一个原因就是他们听到了耶稣基督他令人惊奇的教导，而且他很这个不同寻常的一些自称。
And I thought also it was because of the fact that they had seen Jesus' miracles, which proved the things he claimed.
所以他们另外一个原因就是他们也看见了耶稣基督的神迹奇事，证实了他的一些自称。
Now I want us to look at some examples of Jesus' claims and the miracles he did.
所以我们现在来看到底耶稣基督他有些什么的神迹奇事。
And I want you to keep in mind that the disciples saw these, but the ones I have chosen, the unbelievers as well, saw the very same things and heard the very same things.
所以我下面选的一些例子也包括一些非这个不信神的人。
Jesus fed large crowds, 5,000 people, 5,000 men at one time, with a few loaves and a few fish.
这个耶稣基督他用很少的食物，五饼二鱼，喂饱了很多的人。
And then he said, I am the bread of life.
而且他说，我是生命的粮。
And Jesus said to the blind man, I am the light of the world.
基督，耶稣基督他对瞎子说，我是世界的光。
And to prove that, he gave him his sight.
那么为了证明这一点，那么他就让这个瞎子能够看见。
Jesus also said, I am the Son of God.
耶稣他也说，我是神的儿子。
And to prove that, he did many, many miracles, but one thing he did in particular was cast demons out of the demon-possessed.
那么为了证明这一点，他做了很多的神迹奇事，其中包括他赶走污鬼。
Jesus also said, your sins are forgiven to a man.
耶稣基督他也对一个人说，你的罪得到了赦免。
And the skeptics there said, who are you that you can forgive sins?
所以一些怀疑的人说，你到底是谁？你能够赦免罪吗？
And Jesus said, which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or take up your mat and walk?
所以哪一个更容易？一个是说你承认你是有罪的，或者是拿起你的褥子走了。
And so he said to the man, take up your mat and walk, and he did.
所以他说，他对这个瘸子瘫子说，拿起你的褥子起来行走。
Jesus also said, I am the resurrection and the life.
耶稣也说，复活在我，生命也在我。
And to prove that, he raised Lazarus from the dead. Been dead for 4 days.
为了证明这一点，他那个拉撒路死了四天以后，他让他复活了。
And then I think the third reason that they believed is in verse 17.
那第三个原因是在第十七节。
Look back at verse 17.
那我们一起看第十七节。
Jesus replied, Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven.
第十七节，耶稣说，西门巴拿约，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示你的。
So Jesus said, one of the reasons they believed is because God had revealed it to them.
所以，这个第三个原因就是神亲自的显现，亲自的启示。
See if you're awake. What's the question for today?
所以我看看你们是不是现在是醒着的。
You need to let them answer first. What is the question for today?
今天的问题是什么？你说基督是谁？耶稣是谁？
And what was Peter's response?
那彼得是怎么回答的呢？
Say it with me. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Then the second thing we're going to look at is Jesus responds to Peter's answer in verses 17 through verse 24.
在第十七到二十四节，这个我们来看一下耶稣对于这个彼得回答的反应。
He says, the first thing he does, he says, Blessed are you. And so he blesses him.
所以首先他就说， 你是有福的，所以他为彼得祝福。
And have you found it to be a blessing to believe in Jesus Christ?
有没有觉得这个相信耶稣基督是一个祝福？
This means yes, this means no.
点头表示是，摇头表示不是。
And it's wonderful to know that and to follow Jesus Christ.
所以这个非常的很美妙，我们能够跟随主耶稣基督。
Now I'm going to skip over verses 18 through 20 for time's sake.
所以为了节约时间，我跳过第18到20节。
I know some of you might say I'm skipping over because they're difficult verses to understand.
里面有人会说，可能因为那几节比较难的理解，所以我跳过他们。
And I don't deny that, but I would be glad to talk with you afterwards about them.
我不否认，但是我也愿意，如果是祷告，就是讲到完了以后，我可以跟你们一起分享。
So that after he blesses him, we see that Jesus also teaches him and the others in verses 21 through 24.
所以耶稣祝福了彼得以后，在21到24节，他就开始教导彼得和其他的门徒。
It's kind of like he's saying, so you believe that I am the Messiah, the true Son of God? Then let me tell you what that means.
所以这就好像说，他说，你们相信我是基督，是弥赛亚，那我来告诉你，这到底是什么真正的含义。
And they say that from that time on, Jesus began to teach them about what was going to happen to him.
所以从那个时刻以后，耶稣才开始跟他们说，作为弥赛亚，后面会发生一些什么事情。
I think it's pretty obvious that they did not understand at the time, but later as they look back to that time in Caesarea Philippi, they said, oh, that's when Jesus began to explain things to us.
所以可能当时他们还不能完全理解，但是后来他们理解了，原来耶稣是要这样子解释这个什么是弥赛亚。
And he said some things that they did not understand simply because they had a different beliefs in their head already, and the two didn't agree with each other.
所以他们不能完全理解，是因为他们当时有他们自己的想法，这个呢和耶稣所说的是不同的。
He said, I must go to Jerusalem and suffer, and they thought the Messiah was going to go to Jerusalem and conquer.
所以他说我要上耶路撒冷受苦，他的门徒以为说他要上耶路撒冷去征服这个世界。
He said, I must be killed, but they thought the Messiah was going to reign forever.
所以他说我会被杀，而他的门徒说。 好像以为他会统治，永远的统治下去。And
then he said, I must be raised to life, and that didn't make any sense to them as well.
他说我必须复活，这个他们也不能理解。My
opinion is that Peter liked the way things are going.
所以我的理解是，彼得就是希望一切事情照旧。The
crowds were getting larger and larger, more people were coming to Jesus, and of course, as one of the followers, he was pretty important too.
跟随他的人越来越多。
And if Jesus was going to not accomplish these things, it didn't fit into his thinking at all.
所以如果耶稣不能取得一些什么成就，这个他根本就不能想象。And
so he said to Jesus, these things are not going to happen to you.
所以他对这个耶稣基督说，这个一定不会发生的。You
know, it's kind of interesting, isn't it, that Peter is telling the Son of God the way things are?
所以你不觉得很有意思吗？ 彼得在告诉这个神子事情会怎么样发生。
We never tell God the way things should be done or the way things are, do we?
我们从来都不会告诉教神说事情会怎么样去发生。
I'm afraid so, sometimes we do that as well, and when we think about it, it seems pretty absurd, doesn't it?
所以其实，让我们再想想，我们可能也经常这样做。
This is an illustration I thought of that I would like to share with you. You may or may not agree with it, but I will share it with you.
那我下面会再给你们看一个图，你们也许会同意。To
tell a Jew that the Messiah would suffer and die is like telling a scientist that the scientific method is incomplete because it doesn't take into consideration the spiritual world, it only takes into consideration the physical world.
所以告诉犹太人说弥赛亚会受苦，并且会死，就像跟这个一个科学家讲，这个科学方法是不完全的，因为他没有考虑到。
Those of you who are scientists and researchers know that the scientific method is kind of like your Bible in a way of how you determine what is truth and what is not truth.
所以对于在座的科学家或者做研究的人来讲，这个科学方法就像你们的这个圣经一样的，告诉你怎么样做是对的，怎么样是做不对的。
And so the spiritual world doesn't even fit into your thinking or your consideration.
所以在你平时的考虑中，你可能根本就没有考虑到这个临界的事情。
So Jesus rebuked Peter strongly and told him that he had in mind the things of men and not of God.
所以耶稣强烈地斥责彼得，说他不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
Have you ever noticed how differently God looks at things than what we do?
所以你有没有意识到，耶稣这个神看事情跟我们人看事情是不一样的？
What is the question for today?
所以今天我们到底问的是什么问题呢？
Good.
你说耶稣是谁？
I'm going to suggest to you today that Jesus asked us the same questions.
所以我建议你想一想，耶稣会问我们同样的一个问题。
And as we look at this, if we look at who do people say I am, what kind of answers would you say that people in the world today have?
所以当耶稣问，人说我是谁，你觉得现在这个世界上的人会怎么回答这个问题？
I have two DVDs where they went out into the street and just talked to various people.
所以我们下面要看一个录像，他们就是在街上的采访。
So when you see person on the street, it comes from these DVDs that actually interviewed people on the street.
所以你们在看到这个是就是在街上采访，问街上的人这个问题。
So the first person on the street, when asked who Jesus is, they said, "The Son of God, who was made man, our Savior, came to earth to wash away our sins with His blood."
所以街上人有人回答说，他是神的儿子，他创造人，是我们的救世主，他来到这个世界上是要用他的宝血来洗清我们的罪。
Bertrand Russell, who is an atheist, said, "Historically, it is quite doubtful whether Christ ever existed at all, and if he did, we do not know anything about him."
伯特兰·罗素说，从历史上来讲，就是很令人怀疑到底基督是不是存在。但如果他是确实存在的话，我们根本不了解他的一点事情。
Another person on the street said, "He was a momentous figure who taught a lot of good lessons. I don't necessarily worship him or feel like he's some sort of God. He was all about love, and I think that's a good message to have."
另外街上也有一个人说，他是很重要的一个人物，他教导了我们很多很好的这个功课。我自己并不敬拜他，也不觉得他是一个什么样的神，但是他所讲的一切都是关于爱，我觉得这是很好的一个信息。
Napoleon said, "Alexander, Caesar, Charlemagne, and I have founded empires, but on what did we rest the creations of our genius? Upon force. Jesus Christ founded his empire upon love, and at this hour, millions of men would die for him."
拿破仑说，亚历山大、凯瑟、这个查理曼大帝和我都建立了帝国，但是我们这个创造基业的天赋是基于什么呢？是基于武力。而耶稣基督他是在爱的基础上建立他的帝国，在这个时刻，成千上万的人都会为他去死。
And H.G. Wells, a historian, said, "I am a historian. I am not a believer, but I must confess as a historian that this penniless preacher from Nazareth is irrevocably the very center of history. Jesus Christ is easily the most dominant figure in all history."
这个威尔士说，我是一个历史学家，我并不相信神，但是我必须承认，作为一个历史家，承认这个身无分文的这个传道人，从拿撒勒来的传道人，他是不可逆转的成为历史的中心。耶稣基督是可以轻易一举的在整个历史的上面成为一个最具有统治地位的人。
And so you can see that opinions have not changed a lot in 2,000 years.
所以在这过去的2000年内，其实人们的这种看法也没有多少改变。
There are those who say he is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, no question about it.
有人说他是神的儿子，没什么问题。
All the way to those who say he never even existed.
或者到其他人说他根本就没有存在过。
So what is the question for today?
所以今天我们问的是什么问题呢？你说耶稣基督是谁？
And that's where we go next. Who do you say I am?
所以我们下面问的就是，你说耶稣基督是谁？耶稣是谁？
I believe that Jesus still asks each of us this morning, but what about you? Don't worry about other people. What about you? Who do you say I am?
所以我相信耶稣今天早上也会问我们，你认为我是谁？不要管其他人说什么，你认为我是谁？
You see, when it comes right down to it, it doesn't matter what other people say. What really matters for you is what you believe.
所以其他人怎么想根本就没关系，重要的是你认为耶稣是谁。
I think this next point may surprise you a few because I'm going to say the choices we have are few.
所以我下面要讲的可能你们会觉得很奇怪，我们的选择其实没有多少。
Josh McDowell, you may have heard his name before, has written Evidence That Demands a Verdict and More Than a Carpenter.
你们可能听说过这个约西麦大卫，他写的《铁证待判》。
Have any of you read either of those books?
你们有没有人读过这本书？
Okay, they're very, very good books on explaining Christianity and Christian beliefs.
所以这本书是讲关于这个基督信仰的很好的一本书。
Now, these points I don't believe are original with him, but he says there are only three choices that we have.
那他提到了，我们实际上只有三个选择。
He says, first of all, the first choice is Jesus is a liar.
第一个选择就是耶稣是一个骗子。
Second choice is Jesus is a lunatic or he's crazy.
第二个选择是耶稣是个疯子。
And the third choice is that Jesus is Lord.
第三个选择是耶稣是主。
Now you notice that being a great moral teacher is not up there.
所以你们看到在这个选择中，一个道德的教育家、教育者是不是其中的选择之一？
The reason why is if he was a great moral teacher and claimed to be the son of God, which he did, and was not the son of God, he was a liar, which makes him no good moral teacher at all.
所以如果他是一个这个道德的教育家，那他就不可能成为神的儿子，所以他就是个骗子。How
many of you have heard of C.S. Lewis? Any of you heard of C.S. Lewis?
你们有没有听说过这个 C.S. 路易斯？
He wrote more than 30 books, among which are The Chronicles of Narnia, you may have seen the movies that just came out in the last few years, and Mere Christianity, which is considered a classic explanation of Christian beliefs. He was a professor at Oxford University and also at Cambridge University in England. He had been an atheist and came to believe in Jesus.
那他写了30多本书，其中包括这个《纳尼亚传奇》，还有《返璞归真》，或者叫做《如此基督教》。 他是这个英格兰牛津大学和剑桥大学的教授，他以前一直是一个无神论者，后来也相信了耶稣基督。And
he has a quote of Mere Christianity that I would like to read to you.
那么我这里要读一段他所写的话。He
said, I'm trying here to prevent anyone saying the really foolish thing that people often say about him. I'm ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God. This is one thing we must not say.
所以我就一直在试图阻止别人说一些关于这个耶稣基督的很愚蠢的话。有的人说，我愿意接受耶稣，是因为他是一个很好的道德教育家。我不承认他是神。这个说法我们是不能接受的。A
man who was merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher, he would either be a lunatic or else he would be the devil of hell.
所以一个人如果他仅仅是一个人，而且说了这个一些话，是说耶稣是不可能成为一个很好的道德教育家，他或者是一个疯子，或者呢，他可能是地狱的魔鬼。You
must make your choice. Either this man was and is the son of God, or else a madman, or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool. You can spit at him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God.
所以你必须做出你自己的选择，或者是这个人以前或者现在就是神的儿子，或者他是一个疯子，或者甚至更糟糕的事情。你可以让他把他当作一个傻瓜，让他闭嘴，或者你向他吐唾沫，或者把他当一个魔鬼杀害，或者呢，你可以俯伏在他的脚前，称他是主。
But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. He did not intend to.
所以我们不需要这个讲一些诗会的这个废话，说他是一个很伟大的这个道德的教育家。他没有这样让我们去做，而且他也没有打算这样做。
But you might say, I want a different choice. I don't like those three choices.
那你也许会说, 我希望有一个不同的选择，我不喜欢那三个选择。
Well, suppose you were to go into a restaurant today and the waitress says, we have three choices of soup for today. We have winter melon soup, snow fungus soup, and ginseng soup.
所以我们打个比方，比如说你去一个餐馆吃饭，这个招待说我们今天有三种汤，一个是冬瓜汤，一个是白木耳汤，还有一个是人参汤。
And you say, but I want shark fin soup.
但你说我都不要这些，我只要这个鲨鱼鱼翅汤。
She'll say, I'm sorry, that is not one of the choices today. We do not have that today.
那他就说对不起，我们没有这种汤。
You can't eat what you don't have, right?
所以你不能吃到他们没有的东西，对不对？
And in the same way, you can't have a choice about Jesus. It's not a possibility.
所以同样的，你不可能选择，关于耶稣没有的选择。
And you might also say that you're undecided and you're still searching for the truth.
也许你会说，我还没有做决定，我还在寻求真理。
And I do believe that is true for some here this morning, and I would encourage you to do more truth seeking before you make a decision.
所以今天早上也许在座的有些人确实是这样的，然后我鼓励你们继续的寻求真理。
But there are some here this morning who have searched the truth and you know the evidence, and you say you have not made a decision, but in the truth that you have.
但是今天早上我们中间可能有其他的人，你已经找到了证据，你已经知道了、相信了，但是你还没有做出决定。
But I'm not sure you can place yourself in the undecided category.
但是我不就是。
I gave her something that wasn't in my notes. It can't be undecided.
我觉得就是你不能，你必须做出决定。
William James, who I don't believe is a Christian, made this quote. I thought you might find interesting.
那我们这个 William James 说过这样一句话。
He said this: When you have to make a choice and don't make it, that in itself is a decision.
当你必须要做出决定选择的时候。
So the answers we have are few, but the excuses that we make are just the opposite. We make many excuses.
所以我们的选择不太多，但是呢，我们的借口却很多。
Some this morning say, "Well, I would believe. I just need more proof."
有的人说，我愿意相信，但是我需要更多的证据。
I've actually had a number of Chinese friends who have told me that.
我有一些这个中国朋友是这样跟我讲的。In
fact, it seems to be a very common one, but not just with the Chinese, Americans as well.
这个好像是很普遍的现象。And
some people are looking for 100% proof.
有些人一定要找到100%的证据。I'm
going to tell you this morning, you won't find it.
所以我今天早上要告诉你们，你们永远也不会找到100%的证据。You
will find sufficient evidence, but you will not find 100% proof.
你可能会找到足够的证据，但是你不可能找到100%的证据。If
we have 100% proof, we don't need any faith.
所以，如果我们有100%的证据，那我们还要信心干什么？And
the Bible very clearly tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God.
所以，圣经这样跟我们讲：如果我们没有信心，我们没有办法取悦上帝。And
some of you are saying, "Well, if I could just see Jesus, or if I could just see those miracles, then I would believe."
所以有人可能会说，如果我真的看到了那些神迹奇事，我就一定会相信。I
would say not necessarily.
而我要说，并不见得。That's
why I did the quotes earlier about the people in Jesus' day. They saw his miracles, they saw Jesus, they heard his teachings, and they called him possessed by a demon.
所以我们刚才已经看到了，在圣经里面，在耶稣时代，那些人亲眼看见了。 耶稣看到了他所做的神迹奇事，而他们称他是被魔鬼所缚。And
we can make many more excuses, but I'm going to go on to the next point.
我们可能还有很多其他的一些借口，但是我要讲下面一点。That's
that the decision we make is extremely important.
我们要做的决定是非常重要的。How
is that so?
为什么这样说呢？
Because it determines how we live our lives.
因为它决定我们怎么样过我们的生活。
If we don't believe Jesus, and if we don't believe that there is life after death, then you might as well party on, eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow you die, and that's all there is to it.
所以你不相信死后有永生，那你可能你今天的生活就是，今朝有酒今朝醉，吃喝玩乐，因为明天你就要死去。
If you don't believe in Jesus and his teachings, then you can just ignore them.
所以你如果不相信这个耶稣基督的教导，你就可以完全的忽略。
You can take advantage of people and cheat them and get all the money you can, all the possessions you can, any way you want.
所以你可以利用别人，欺骗别人，那你就愿意过着自己这个自娱自乐的生活。
If you believe that humans came about completely by chance, and there are no morals, no purpose in life, and no life after death.
你可能相信我们人类是很偶然的出现的，所以呢，你的生活可能就没有道德，没有人生目标，也没有死后的永生。
And our decision about Jesus Christ also determines where we will spend eternity.
所以我们所相信的也决定我们将怎样度过我们的永恒。
Look back in your Bibles at Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 27.
所以我们再回到马太福音，这个第十七节到第二十七节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 says, Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it. What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what he has done.
所以在马太福音第十六章二十四到第二十七节，耶稣对门徒说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？人只在他的父的荣耀里，同着众使者降临，那时候他要照个人的行为报应个人。
So Jesus said we have a choice, but our choice determines our eternal destiny.
所以耶稣说我们可以做出我们自己的选择，但是这个选择会决定我们将怎么样度过我们的永恒的生命。
So what is the question for today?
所以今天我们要问的问题是：你说耶稣是谁？
So what is your decision about Jesus?
那你的决定是什么呢？
What are you saying right now? Are you saying that he is a liar?
你会说他是一个骗子吗？
Or are you saying that he's just crazy?
你会说他是一个疯子吗？
Or are you saying like Peter that he is God's son?
或者你会像彼得那样说他是神的儿子？
Maybe there is someone here this morning who really wants to believe in Jesus Christ, but can't just quite come to that place of belief.
也许今天早上在我们中间在座的有人真的很愿意相信，但是还不能下这个决心。
You know, again, what Jesus said to Peter in verse 17, that this was revealed to him by his Father in heaven.
所以我们注意到在第十七节，耶稣对彼得说，这个是这个天父所指示的。
If you really want to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, ask God to reveal it to you.
所以如果你要相信耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子，那么就你可以请求神来向你启示。
But I warn you ahead of time, don't decide ahead of time how God's going to let him reveal it to you. Let him decide how he's going to reveal it to you.
所以我现在要提醒大家的是，你不要告诉神他怎么来这个指示你，而是要让神来做他自己的工作。
And I want to just give you a warning today that even if you do go through this life and say, I really do not believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.
我也要提醒大家，如果你要说我这一辈子就不相信耶稣基督他 是神的儿子。
But there will come a day when every person in this room will bow before Jesus and acknowledge that he is God's son to the glory of God.
那我们这个在座的很多人会这个屈膝跪拜神，并且承认耶稣基督是主。
But it's too late then to change your mind, and the one group of people will be bowing in love and adoration because of this as their Savior, and the other will be bowing in fear and unbelief because they rejected the very Son of God.
所以我们中间有些人会屈膝 跪拜神，承认耶稣基督是主，而其他的人会屈膝跪拜，但是很后悔，充满了恐惧。
I want to tell you just a little bit about C.S. More about C.S. Lewis before we close.
我们再来看一下这个路易斯所说的话。
It was a long struggle for him to move from being an atheist to a Christian.
所以从他是一个无神论者到成为基督徒，他经过了很长时间的这个挣扎。
He really did not want to be a believer.
他真的不太想成为一个信神的人。
And so he began to study the reasoning for atheism and the reason for theism.
所以他开始研究这个为什么有人成为相信神的人，为什么有的是无神论者。
And he started to come to the place to where he realized that atheism really did not have much to stand on or much proof.
所以他研究到一个地步，他发现这个无神论者真的是站不住脚。
And he did his best to refute it, but he couldn't.
所以他非常想找到这个证据，但是他没有找到，就是关于无神论的。
How many of you have heard of J.R. Tolkien, Lord of the Rings? You've heard of Lord of the Rings?
你们有没有看过这个 Lord of the Rings?
He was a friend of C.S. Lewis's, and he was a Christian, and so he also was talking to C.S. Lewis at this time.
所以他是这个路易斯的朋友，他也对路易斯说。
And I want to read for you that defining moment, that turning point in C.S. Lewis's life when he came to faith in Jesus Christ.
我现在想跟大家分享这个路易斯他的人生转折点所发生的事情。
And this comes from his book called Surprised by Joy.
所以这是出自于他所写的一本书，就是因喜乐而惊讶。
You must picture me alone in that room at Magdalen College, night after night, feeling, whenever my mind lifted for even a second from my work, the steady, unrelenting approach of him whom I so earnestly desired not to meet.
所以你可能可以想象，在这个Magdalen 学校，我独自在那个房间，每晚我就感觉到是在我的思想从我这个工作中离开一会儿，这种一直不断的这个approach of him, 这个 whom I so earnest desire not to meet, 就是我不太想愿意去，真的不太想去遇见神。
That which I greatly feared had at last come upon me. In the Trinity term of 1929, I gave in and admitted that God was God and knelt and prayed. Perhaps that night, the most dejected and reluctant convert in all England.
所以这个我一直担心的事情终于发生了。在1929年，在这个 Trinity term 的时候呢，我自己让步了，我承认上帝，神就是神，我跪下来，我祷告。也许那一晚上，这个就是成为这个整个英格兰这个最不情愿的这种悔改认罪。
You would say, well, why was he such a reluctant convert?
为什么他是这么不情愿成为基督徒呢？
Because he knew that if he believed in God and Jesus, it was a turning point, it was a defining moment in his life.
所以他会觉得，如果他承认耶稣基督，他的人生那就是一个很大的转变。
He was going to have to put away those beliefs that he had defended for so long that he now knew were wrong.
他会让他以前一直为那些无神论所辩护的人把他们放到一边去。
As a follower of Jesus Christ, he knew it was going to completely change his life.
所以来跟随耶稣基督会完全改变他的生活、生命。
And many people do not want to admit that there is a God because if there is a God, then we're answerable to him.
所以很多人说这个有一个神，我们对他这个答应他。
And some people do not want to put their faith in Jesus Christ because then they are no longer in charge. He's the one that's in charge.
所以，如果我们相信耶稣基督，我们就自己不能掌管自己，而是让神来掌管我们。
And so many people look for reasons, just like C.S. Lewis, not to believe.
所以很多人就像这个路易斯一样的。要找很多的理由来为什么不相信神。
It's a life-changing question. Who do you say Jesus is?
所以这是一个改变人生的一个问题。 你认为耶稣基督是谁？
And here's how we're going to close this morning. If you turn in your red books to number 49.
所以我们今天想来唱第49首诗歌来结束今天的讲道。
We're going to sing that in a few minutes, but before we do, we're going to watch a short video clip about Jesus, That's My King.
在我们唱这首诗歌之前，我们来看一个短的这个录像。
This was preached by Dr. Lockridge, who loved Jesus with all his heart, and he tells us all the things that Jesus is.
所以这个是这个 Lockridge 博士所写的，他非常的爱耶稣基督，所以他告诉我们一切关于耶稣基督的这个事情。
And for those of us who are believers, it's a tremendous thing. I get blessed by this video every time I watch it.
所以对我们基督徒来讲，这个为我们做了很多。我每次看到这个影片的时候，我就觉得我们非常的祝福。And
for those this morning who are not believers, my prayer is that you will come to faith in Christ, and these things you can say as well.
所以如果我们在座的有些非基督徒，那你要相信。 如果你要愿意接受耶稣基督的话，你们也可以来这个声称，这个影片里面所说的事情。So
we're going to watch the video. We're going to sing the song "Majesty," and then we will give an opportunity this morning if anyone wants to put their faith in Jesus Christ.
所以我们先来看这个影片，然后唱这个诗歌敬拜主，然后我们。And
I am sorry that this is only in English. But as you can already see on the screen, the words will be there, so hopefully that will be a help to you.
He's a king of the Jews. He's a king of Israel. He's a king of righteousness. He's a king of the ages. He's a king of heaven. He's a king of glory. He's a king of kings. And he's the Lord of lords. That's my king. I wonder, do you know him? My king is a sovereign king. No means of measure can define his limitless love. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. Do you know him? He's the greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizon of this world. He's God's son. He's a sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He is the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He's the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient savior. I wonder if you know him today. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and sustains. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captive. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. And he purifies the meek. I wonder if you know him. He's a key to knowledge. He's a wellspring of wisdom. He's a doorway of deliverance. He's a pathway of peace. He's a roadway of righteousness. He's a highway of holiness. He's a gateway of glory. Do you know him? Well, his life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. And his yoke is easy. And his burden is lighter. I wish I could describe him for you. He's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. Well, you can't get him out of your mind. You see, you can't get him off of your head. You can't Thank you.